So this is the last person, and I can't really think of a scenario where this person might troll VH because she's so new. I don't know her well enough to make any assumptions, but I heard she has a good voice. Skywish is up.
Gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying,
yeah!
Partying, partying, fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
So I don't know about you guys, but I am very tired of this song. Thankfully, this is the last person, and we can go to results after we do judges' critiques, which I know you guys are all excited for. So let's get to that right away.
Skywish, hey, I really like this. It was clean. The harmony that you added to it was blended really, really well. I liked your playfulness with the woos and the yes. I think the people who have done that have been really nailing that part. So, and if you haven't done it, you just didn't do it. One thing I noticed was at the end, you like got off beat. Like, well, timing was off. Like, you like missed something, then kind of come back in. So it was like, whoa, what'd you do? Other than that, no, it was really good. I really enjoyed listening to this. I love your voice, and you better sing to me more. More. I will stalk you if you don't. Toodles.
Okay, Skywish. I love your voice, and I like your tone normally. But on this, it was a little bit nasal. I think that you did a good job in general. Nice straight tone on the take, though it could have used a little bit of vibrato at the end of the note. Your Fridays were a bit flat and the runs seemed a little bit odd on that. What else? But the harmony was fine on that, which is odd because most, like a lot of the time, it's the harmony that's flat rather than the main melody. So that's kind of good harmony. The only other thing that I had was I thought your phrasing on looking forward to the weekend was a bit odd. Maybe that's because you didn't know the song very well. But I really liked your energy in this. It could have used a little bit more energy, I think, but it was still fine. Like, that's me being picky. And the energy was fine. And I also really liked the long note that you put in the background. I can't remember what word you used for that one, but I liked the run that you did on that as well. I thought that was a really nice touch to add to the song. So well done,
Skywish. So this is the first time I think I've heard you sing, and just let me start off, I really liked your entry. I thought that you had a lot of energy, which is good. At the beginning, you could have used a little bit more energy, but you definitely got it up by, after, like, the very first line. So I was happy. I was good. I also really liked, the background voices that you put in. Some people also put in background voices, and sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, but I think yours worked for your entry, and really just made it unique. I really like when people take liberties with a song and make it their own and it works, and you did that and I was very pleased. Yeah, other than that, like I said, good energy. I liked the little twist that you put in to make it your own, and overall I really liked your entry.
So here we are at results. I want to say thank you to the contestants and then to the judges for having to critique this horrid song, and to the listeners for staying with me to the very end. As always, before I unleash the rankings, I'm going to go over a few things. To sign up for the show, you need to watch out for the casting thread, because right after I post all of the parts on the show thread, I'm going to open the topic for who sang it better in the casting offices. The first 7 people to sign up, once I open it, will get a spot for the next episode. If there's a chance you're the 8th person or above to sign up, you get an automatic spot for the episode after next. After 7 people have signed up, I close the thread and everyone has to wait for the next time it opens. For judging, the winner of the previous episode gets to be a judge on the next episode, meaning whoever wins tonight gets to be a judge on the next episode. As for the other judges, I personally ask people to judge, so I don't recommend asking me to be a judge. If you have any more questions about who sang it better, you can go ahead and contact me on Skype or on the forum. Now, I'm going to go over what's happening on the forum, and I'm just going to put in a bunch of plugins. This is where the show will sound like a podcast, because you'll hear me click around and stuff, which is unfortunate because I'm not even on the site yet. Okay, let's check the calendar. Now, this weekend we have the Wheel of Torture qualifying rounds hosted by Zane. You can contact him for more information about that. The finale for Acting Through the Ages will be on Monday. Woo! I will be hosting an event next Wednesday. It's going to be on Skype, and it's going to be in a call, and it's going to be the Whose Line Is It Anyway game, where the points don't matter. And I know on Sunday, Ambi Lee, you might have heard on this episode, is organizing a viewing party for Cirque du Soleil's Ka. The event will start at midnight, and you can check out more details about that in the viewing party thread. Gonna say that's kind of what's going on. Not a lot. For foreign games, the Spaz Cakes is hosting for a game called Feedback. It looks pretty cool. I know her games are usually pretty cool and they look pretty. Like, her sign up thread looks really pretty. And I'm gonna go back to hosting more live games on Skype, and I don't have this scheduled and I don't have the thread up for it yet, but I'm gonna host a game called Shrieking Sirens, and it's just gonna be a game if you're super bored one day on a Sunday night and you really want to start drama. Just kidding. It's gonna be a random game about singing bad, so it's gonna be fun. Sign up for it once I post it. Okay, I bet you could tell that whole part was just unscripted, but now the moment of truth. I think this is the most mixed up the judges have ever been with the scores. You guys, I actually had to do math. Actually. And for the second time on Who Sang It Better, we had a tie, but unlike the first tie we had, it wasn't a tie for first place, but you'll see. And I'm going to post the result sheet after this episode has been played in the listening party. And you'll be able to click on it, and there's going to be a note underneath saying spoiler and telling you what it is. And you'll get to see what the judges gave the contestants. And of course they're going to be anonymous, but you'll get to see how things were decided. So, let's go to the actual results. that I have to pull up. So professional. Okay. In sixth place, noticed how I said sixth place when there were seven contestants. In sixth place, we have Copper. And in fifth place, this is where we had the tie. In fifth place, we had a tie between Heaven Incarnate and Sukonu. Yeah. And next, in fourth place, we have Skywish. Yay! And then this is where it all comes down, people. This is where the drama starts. But this is not a Sunday night. It's Friday. Yeah. In third place, drum roll. We have Dylan Collins. Congratulations, Dylan Collins. In second place, you know, obviously the only people left are Ambi Lee and Genesis, but we don't even know who's you guys don't know yet. But I do, and I'm about to tell you. Okay. In second place, we have Ambi Lee. So congratulations, Ambi Lee. That means in first place we have Genesis. Genesis, you get to be a judge on the next episode. Congratulations. The next episode is going to be Lady Gaga. I know you don't want to miss that. So, little monsters, I will see you next week. Thanks for listening.